WIRX, everything that rocks.
Hot breath out of your God every time. Jesus.
Stinks.
You're breathing on me. It's 8:49. Brock Hunter.
I can tell my breath stinks right now, too. You know when you can smell your own breath? It's when you know you got really bad breath.
Why don't you brush your teeth, you bum?
Well.
Good Lord.
It's early. I still got time.
It's the first
Plus,
thing I do.
I've been bothered by this sty I found out I got in my eye.
I know, that's right. You got pink eye, man? What are you doing?
I thought I had pink eye for a little bit, but I'm like, nah, it's not goopy enough. It's not pink enough.
The wife farting on your pillow again? What the hell?
Something. Something. But, man, so during break, I think it was after WTF or something, I went upstairs and you know how you can, like, flip your eyelid over? You ever have kids that used to do that back in the day?
Yeah, that weird kid that would do that, yeah.
You flip his eyelid, and I can do that. So I kind of did it a little bit to see if there was, dude, there's a sty.
He's got, like, a little white head.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one.
So what do I do? Do I stab it?
No. Well, no. Let a doctor do that if you're going to do that. You're going to end up poking your eye out. See, yeah. I actually did that once. I had a sty under my eyelid, like, up inside there. I could feel
it.
My eye was swollen. So I went to the doctor to have the instant relief. Oh, it felt so good. I can still feel it, right? It was amazing. But don't do it yourself, Hunter, okay?
I need that right now. Come over and do it. You got experience.
It's the last thing. Yeah, I'm going to come over there. We'll get a sewing needle. We'll put it under a flame. It'll be fine. You'll be okay. No, just use a warm. Just do a bunch of warm compresses throughout the day. Maybe in a little bit of just a little, like, just pressure on there, and that'll help loosen it up, and you'll be fine.
You got a paintball gun. What if you just shot me in the eye with a paintball gun? Would it pop it?
There's someone trying to eat their oatmeal right now. Just like,
God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Or I could just let it get worse, and then I could wear a patch for the rest of my life.
I mean, you have talked numerous times about being a pirate, I guess. So,
pretty
you know.
Sick.
It'd be great.
Sick.
No, just
all I need is a hook.
Warm compresses, and you'll be fine. Swarm compresses out there. How'd you get a sty? It's not like you were doing any kind of manual labor where you got dirt or grimer in there or anything like that.
You know what? I'm out there doing the real man's work, so shut up, Brock. That's how I got a sty.
You got pink eye, all right? You're doing something you're doing something weird with your wife, and now you got pink eye is what it is.
I don't care what it is. You come over, punch me in the face. Whatever's going to make it feel better, dude, because it sucks. It does.
You got an eyeball hurt. You got Will's
Shut
dye.
Up.
You got Will's dye in your eye.
I'll pop you in the eyeball. How about me?
Anyway, well, enough grossness. Let's move on to your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, I'm so sorry, everyone who's eating their breakfast. Good God. Anyway, your dumb vocabulary of the day brought to you by Medleaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Medleaf Provisioning Center, can you feel better? Yes, you can.
Nibis.
Boom. Nailed it. How about that? Anyway, let's move on here. I don't even have the sheet open. I'm stalling, stalling. I opened up the wrong sheet, son of a bitch. Here we go. Your dumb vocabulary for today, let's do... we've done that one before. Let's do... Hold on.
Maybe I should go to Medleaf. Maybe that'll make my sty feel better.
Oh, they probably have like a salve or a tincture you could use on there. Yeah.
They'll get you
feeling better. Let's do...
Just a big smoky bowl.
See, that'll help out, yeah.
For God's sake,
I'm sorry, I was not ready. Let's do...
Oh, you're scrambling.
Wiener copter. I don't know.
Wiener copter.
Wiener copter.
The wife was out in the garden, had a long, hard days of work. She needs to get fanned off. But you're out of electricity. The electricity went out, so you got to cool her up.
You're with the Amish, okay? And there's. I think I know where you're getting at, right?
Either that or that it's a stripper move, you know, and the male strippers, the wiener
guy. Well, it's both. It's just when
it's
a guy
finisher.
A guy whips his when you whip your donger around. All right, yeah.
It's a grand finale.
Yeah, it's a good move. You know, I can't do it now in the wintertime. Just it's all tight. But summertime, a nice hot day, you can sit. Oh, yeah. You can get that thing going, man. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like one of those old tubes you got as a kid.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know. Remember those things?
Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Like
as a UFO.
As a male, how many times in your life do you think you've done the wiener copter?
Oh, dude. I couldn't count how many times.
I just do it by myself outside of the shower. You know, I'll get out of the shower. I'm all clean. He's hanging a little bit lower because it's nice and warm in there. You got to whip that thing around a little bit.
Yeah, dry it off like a duck. Yeah. Go ask my wife. She'll tell you. Yeah. She's sick of it.
You got to be careful, though, because if you get close to anything, you end up whapping the tip on something, you know, on the counter.
It's like a dog tail.
Now, here's a question. Do you do hands-free, or do you get the base and then kind of, you know, an old-timey guy with a cane? With that, hands-free, okay.
See,
here's the problem with hands-free, though.
I'm a black belt in wiener copter.
Sometimes, though, if you do hands-free, you don't have anything to hold the nuts down, so you got, you know, they can get in the way. The centrifugal force can be thrown off, right?
Oh, you're using big words now. There you go, Brock. Yeah.
So I
made something.
I like to kind of do like the, the one hand down and then it's in between the thumb and the index.
Oh, nobody cares. Let's move on. Nobody cares what you do with yourself when you're biting.
And then the main hand holds the nuts in place, and then you have
people
free reign.
We're still eating breakfast.
Having some sausages. We'll whip that sausage around, man. Do the wiener copter. Okay. I feel like we made something out of this. It started off terrible.
You did. You tried, but you kind of did.
Anyway, your dumb vocabulary, as always, brought to you by Medley Provisioning Center in Hartford. We'll be back.